This morning, oh, we want to
Amen.
put your word in our mingled spirit. Bless us
Amen.
with your precious blood. All
Amen.
the failures and the negative things within us want to
Amen.
be one with you in our mingled spirit. Lord, we
Amen.
love you. Amen.
Amen. We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we want to enjoy you today.
Amen.
Oh, open us up.
Amen.
Use us with yourself.
Amen.
Give us glory.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Lord, we simply open and look up.
Amen.
Find the strength.
Amen.
And feel come here, hold your faith.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. Christian, thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, we can eat you and we can drink you.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we breath in you, Lord.
Amen.
So we need your speaking.
Amen.
This morning we need your breathing, Lord.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, you're speaking this morning. Lord,
Amen.
Speak to us in a living way, in a fresh
Amen.
Way. Lord, thank you for your word.
Amen.
Amen.
We just want to come to your word and be open to your word.
Amen.
Come see your word and enjoy your word.
Amen.
Lord, your word is a lamp unto our feet.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, lead us and guide us today in your word. Oh, daily need your divine distance in your daily
love
to sustain us, to enliven us, refresh us, and nourish us this morning.
Amen.
And praise the Lord for your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Salamat, Lord, sa umagang ito, Panginoon.
Amen.
Muli ay napapanauli naman hindi sa iyo. Salamat
sa
akin ito. Kami ay napalaya sa umagang ito, Panginoon, sama-sama kami. Dumudulog na iyong presensya. Palakasin mo aming pagtaong espiritu.
Amen. Ang
aming iwanag, kawang latan para sa amin. O Panginoon.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Day five. As a person, we need to have prayers that express God's will and our desire to have our personal spiritual border to be enlarged.
Amen. In the universe, there are three wills: the divine will, the satanic will, and the human will. God wants man's will to be joined to him and wants to be one with him, so that man may express and echo his will back to him in prayer for his good pleasure.
Amen. Number one, ang tunay na kahulugan ng panalangin ay binubuo ng apat na hakbang.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Letter A, nilalayo ng Diyos na gumawa ng isang bagay ayon sa kanyang kalooban.
Amen.
Two, he return and echo his will back to him through prayer.
Amen.
B pa lang, B.
He reveals his will to us through the Spirit for us to know his will.
Amen.
C.
C, we return and echo his will back to him through prayer.
Amen. Amen.
He, God, accomplishes his work according to his will.
Amen.
Two,
only prayers that are initiated by God and echo what he has initiated have any spiritual value. We must learn to pray this kind of prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Letter B,
tumawag. Jabez told God to enlarge his border. The enlarging of the border of the good land in his prayers implies the enlarging of the border of gaining Christ, an enjoyment of Christ, who is the reality of the good land. Amen.
Amen. Morning nourishment. Amen. Matthew
6:10, John 15:7. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you.
Amen. Mateo 6, Jesus, Juan 15, 7. Dumating nawa
ang inyong kaharian.
Mangyari
nawa ang inyong kalooban.
Kung papaano
sa langit,
gayon din sa lupa. Kung kayo ay mananatili sa akin, at ang mga salita ko ay mananatili sa inyo, Lord, hingin ninyo ang anumang inyong ibigin, at ito ay mangyayari sa inyo.
Amen. If you abide in me,
Amen. Kung kayo ay mananatili sa akin,
Amen.
Abide in me.
Amen.
Abide in the Lord.
Amen. Lord, nais namin manatili sa iyo. Amen.
We abide in you.
Amen. Ama, salita ko ay mananatili sa inyo.
And my words abide in you.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Words abide in us.
Amen.
Because we abide in
him. Amen. Ang mga salita ko
your word
ay mananatili sa inyo.
Amen.
Amen.
And it shall be done for you.
Amen. Yes. Hingin ninyo ang anumang inyong ibigin.
Amen.
At ito ay mangyayari sa inyo.
Amen.
Amen.
Because his words abide in us.
Amen.
We abide in him, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So it shall be done for us.
Amen.
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 Lord, we're abiding in you.
Amen.
Oh, we need to abide in your words.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, so you are so available.
Amen.
Amen.
That we can enjoy it through your words.
Amen.
Oh, that we can abide in you.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, with us, Lord.
Amen.
Abiding person.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. In 1 Chronicles 4:10, we have a particular prayer offered by one of the descendants of Judah. Amen. Judah called on God, on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would richly bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand would be with me, and that you would so keep me from evil that it would not grieve me."
Amen. Amen. That was what Judas had requested to come to pass. I hope that all of us would have such a prayer that God would enlarge the border of the enjoyment of the good land. That is enlarged as the border of our enjoyment of Christ. Amen.
Amen. And today's reading. One main principle of God's work is the need for man's prayer.
Amen.
Wants man to cooperate with him in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Dati ay may isang Kristiyano na lubhang may karanasan sa panalangin. Sinabi niya sa lahat ng Espiritu, gawain ng binubuo ng apat na hakbang. Yung una, hakbang Nilayo ng Diyos gumawa ng isang bagay, mayroong kalooban ng Diyos. Sa ikalawang hakbang, inihayag niya ang kalooban ito sa kanyang mga anak sa pamamagitan ng Espiritu upang malaman nila ang kanyang kalooban. Sa kanyang plano, kanyang nais at kanyang hinahangad. Sa ikatatlong hakbang, ibinalik sa kanya ang mga anak ng Diyos sa kanyang kalooban sa pamamagitan ng panalangin. Amen. Ang panalangin ay ang paulit-ulit ng kalooban ng Diyos kung nakaayon sa ating puso, sa puso ng Diyos, kusang kusa isalita natin ang kalooban ng Diyos. Bilang Amen. Resulta na isakatuparan ang Diyos ang kanyang gawain sa ikaapat na hakbang. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Magbibigay pansin tayo sa ikatlong hakbang, ang pagbalik ng kalooban ng Diyos sa Diyos. Ang lahat ng may halagang panalangin ay isang uri ng pagbalik. Kung ang ating panalangin ay para lamang sa katuparan ng ating mga plano at mga kahilingan, wala itong magiging anumang halaga sa espiritual na kinasasaklawan.
Amen. Amen.
Only the prayers that are initiated by God and that echo what He has initiated have any worth. Amen.
God's work is governed by prayers. God is willing to do many things, but He will not do them when His people do not pray. He must wait for man to agree with Him before He will do them. This is a great principle of God's work, and it is also one of the most crucial principles in the Bible.
Amen. When God created man, He gave man a free will, so that now there are three wills in the universe.
Amen.
One will of God, and the second is the will of Satan. And the third is the will of man. Man wonders why God would not destroy Satan quickly, but God would not do this. He wants man to join Him in dealing with Satan.
Amen.
Amen.
God has will, and God has His will. Satan has his will, and man also has his will. God wants his will to be joined to Him. He does not want to act alone. He wants to operate with Him. This is the difficulty of the church on earth.
Amen.
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 Amen. Upang makagawa ng isang bagay, kailangan mo nang mailagay ng Diyos ang kanyang kalooban sa loob natin sa pamamagitan ng Espiritu Santo. Isa sa katuparan lamang niya ang isang bagay pagkatapos natin itong maulit sa ating panalangin. Gumawa ang Diyos sa pamamagitan ng ganitong pamamaraan, ninanais niya ang isang kalooban na kaisa sa kanyang at na naiulit siya. Kung gagawin ng Diyos ang lahat ng bagay nang wala tayo, sa gayon ay hindi kailangan naririto ang tao. At hindi natin kailangan malaman ang kalooban ng Diyos. Amen.
Amen. Gayunpaman, ang bawat bahagi ng kalooban ng Diyos ay nangangailangan ng isang taong magsasagawa nito at ninanais niyang maging kaisa ng kanyang kalooban ng ating kalooban. Ang unang hakbang sa pagsasagawa ng kanyang kalooban ay ang ipanalangin ang kalooban ng Diyos. Sambitin ang kanyang kalooban sa pamamagitan ng ating panalangin.
Amen. From this we see that prayer is a work. There is no work more important than this work because prayer is the speaking of God's will and the accomplishment of His will. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we have to know that God's will is uttered through our prayers. Therefore, prayers that originate from our self-will are useless prayers. Prayers that are according to God's will originate from God.
Amen.
Amen. He conveys His will to us through the Holy Spirit. We return the same thought to Him through our prayer. prayers that are after God's heart or God's will. That's the starting point. Man is merely the transmitting and responding organ. Prayer that originates from ourselves has no spiritual value.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Ang panalangin nagmumula sa ating sarili ay walang espiritual na halaga.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise Lord, the Lord for Jesus. Prayer. Amen. God wants man to cooperate with Him in prayer.
Amen.
And worthwhile prayers are a kind of returning. If our prayer is only for the fulfillment of our plans and wishes, it will not have any value in the spiritual realm. Only the prayers that are initiated by God and that echo what He has initiated have worth, any worth. God's work is governed by prayers. God is willing to do many things, but He will not do them when His people do not pray. He must wait for man to agree with Him before He will do them. This is the great principle of God's work, and it is also one of the most crucial principles in the Bible. Amen. He does not want to act alone. He wants man to cooperate with Him. This is the responsibility of the church on earth. Amen. The Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, amen. Lord. Praise Jesus. The Lord. That the responsibility of the church really recover the genuine prayer.
Amen.
Traditionally, man have been praying kind of prayer that is not prayer. But it is only in the realm of man, in the realm of self-desire and self-wishes to accomplish whatever his circumstances, fulfill the desire of her heart. But no God's will. But praise the Lord, in the church life, God has unveiled His plan that He desired to have His counterpart.
Amen.
His counterpart should be one with Him. The Lord Jesus was a real pattern who speak not His word, who work not His work, but whatever was in the heart of God.
Amen.
We in the church also receive the unveiling of God's will.
Right.
The heart of God. That's why when we come to prayer, we should deny our own wishes. We should deny ourselves and be one with the Lord, with God, with His will. And when we touch the will of God and be one with Him, we utter a genuine prayer. A prayer that is one with God. A prayer that echoes the heart of God. This is the kind of prayer that has weight before God. Oh, even our individual prayer, we should always the denying of the self. If we do not deny ourselves, we will only speak our wishes, not the will of God. Oh Lord, this really need to be, you know, the peace of an excerpt of peace open when we come to prayer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, mga kapatid.
Yes. Amen.
Napaka-importante yung ating mga panalangin na ito ay
na ayon lamang sa kalooban ng Diyos.
Amen.
Ito ay nagmumula sa Diyos at inihatid niya ang kanyang kalooban sa atin. Ito ay sa pamamagitan ng Espiritu Santo.
Amen.
At pagkatapos ay binabalik natin ang gayunding kaisipan sa kanya sa pamamagitan ng ating panalangin.
Yes.
Kaya yung ating Amen. Mga panalangin, ito ay batay sa puso ng Diyos.
Amen.
At hindi sa kung walang anong pampaman. At ito yung taglay ang kalooban ng Diyos bilang ito yung panimulang puntok.
Amen.
Kaya yung tao ay ang naghahatid at tumutugong sangkap lamang. Salamat sa Panginoon. Tayo ay mga sangkap ng Diyos.
Amen.
Ayon sa ating mga panalangin. Kaya yung ating panalangin, ito ay nagmumula sa ating sarili, ito ay walang espiritual na halaga.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Ang nagustuhan ko naman dito ay yung ano, yung nasa 1 Chronicles 4:10, kung saan merong panalangin si Jabez. Napakaganda. Ang panalangin niya ay, O ako naway iyong pagpalain, palawakin ang aking nasasakupan na ang iyong kamay ay sumaakin. Ingatan mo ako sa kasamaan upang huwag akong maghirap. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, talagang ano ito? Ito ang panalangin na hindi nagmumula sa kanya. Ito ang panalangin na hinihayag ng Diyos ang ninanais niya. Kaya sabi, sinabi dito na sinanhi ng Diyos na mangyari kung ano ang hiniling ni Chavez. Dahil ang panalangin niya ay hindi lamang para sa kanyang sarili. Ang panalangin niya ay para sa naisin din ng Diyos. Kaya sabi ng kapatid, ninanais niya na tayong lahat ay magkaroon din ng ganitong panalangin. Panalangin na, Panginoon, palawakin mo ang aking nasasakupang pagtatamasa sa mabuting lupain.
Amen.
Amen. Alam naman natin na ang mabuting lupain sa ngayon ay walang iba, kundi ang Kristo na taglay natin. Kaya ang prayer lagi natin ay, Lord, enlarge mo pa ang aking capacity. Mataglay kita Amen. Bilang ang aking nagpapaloob na lahat na Kristo. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mga nagpapaloob ng lahat ng Kristo. Kailangan natin na napakahalaga sa atin na tayo nga ay manalangin na nais niya na makipagtulungan ang tao sa kanya sa pamamagitan ng ating panalangin. Maranasan natin siya sa lahat ng espiritual na gawain. Kaya salamat sa Panginoon no, na tunay nga tayo ay matutunan nating manalangin upang ang panalangin ay maibalik din natin sa kanya kung ano ang kanyang kalooban. Sa pamamagitan ng ating panalangin ay ito ay paulit-ulit natin na binabanggit na nakaayon tayo sa ating puso. Nakaayon tayo sa puso ng Diyos. Usang puso natin itong naisalita ang kalooban bilang resulta ng isang katuparan ng Diyos sa kanyang gawain. Kaya salamat sa Panginoon. Kailangan talaga natin na minuto-minuto tayo nag-iinsayo ng ating espiritu upang tayo ay makapasok sa ating panalangin, makaugnay natin ang Panginoon. Dahil kung wala tayong pag-iinsayo, hindi natin matutunan manalangin, mga kapatid. Kaya napakahirap, no? Napakahirap na pumasok sa panalangin kung wala tayong pag-iinsayo. Kaya salamat sa Panginoong Jesus na tuwing umaga mayroon tayong intimate fellowship to the Lord din sa masamang kaparaanan upang tayo ay mapalakas ang ating espiritu. Salamat sa Panginoon. Amen.
Prayer is a work.
Okay.
And there is no work more important than this work.
Yes, prayer is
because
a work.
Prayer is the speaking of God's will.
Amen.
And the accomplishment of His will.
Amen.
So if we are short of prayer, we are short of this work, what we do is of no value, no spiritual value. We like to serve. We like to teach. We like to bring people to the Lord. But if we are short of prayer, voila, there's no spiritual value. So here it says, God's work is governed by prayers.
Yes.
Before we go, we should pray, and not just pray little. Pray more, pray much.
Pray more, pray much.
Pray enough. Because the enemy will always attack.
Yes.
But with our prayer, with God's will, echoing God's will, the Lord will strengthen and the Lord will accomplish things.
Amen.
So that's why it's a work. More than any work, more than anything else, prayer is a work that is more important, more crucial. Lord Jesus. So it says, if our heart is in tune with God's heart, spontaneously we will speak forth God's will. Many times our prayers are not in tune with God's will, God's heart. So it's hard to echo what His will is if our heart is not in tune with God.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we really experience this. If we are short of prayers, we don't like to go, we don't like to move, and we don't like to work. Because prayer is a power, is the power that generates us to go. It's a generator. Without power, how can we work and go? How can we go on and move on? How can we move with the Lord? We are short of prayer. So we must spend time.
Yes.
It's a work. Prayer is a work with the saints to pray. Of course, we have personal prayer, individual prayer, but the more we have corporate prayers, the more the work becomes stronger and deeper. Lord Jesus, may the Lord bring us to practice this work, which is prayer.
Amen.
Yeah, only through much prayer that the Lord is happy that His will is accomplished through man. He just waits for man. He waits for us to agree with Him. Before He can do things, He is waiting for man to agree with Him. Amen. So in our prayer, man, oh God, is willing to do many things. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.